Thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Yes. My name is Ty Brown, and on, I think it was the 7th of this month, I took one of these surveys or whatever, and supposedly I won an item. And I did call that day, and I also checked my account to see that they took the shipping costs out. And they did. The young lady that I spoke to on your end, when I asked her what was the tracking number, actually what I asked her was when could I expect to receive it. She said, well, she didn't know for sure because the order had just been put in. So she suggested that I call back this Monday of this week to get the tracking number for the item. So what information do you need from me in order to be able to find the order I'm talking about?
The zip code and your name?
My name is Tye Brown. The first name is spelled T-Y-E, D as in David, E, last name Brown, and the zip code is 60478.
Thank you, ma'am. Hey, what's the mailing address you have?
4053 183rd Street, Country Club Hills, Illinois.
Thank you. It's loading. One second. And that was on the 6th?
I think it was the 7th. It was either the 6th or the 7th of this month.
Okay, when you signed up for the tablet, was it one of those, the ones that does like a chance to win, or?
No.
Was it like a tablet like you paid for to have it just shipped?
No, it was one of those survey things that they tell you if you take the survey that, and I think it was from, the survey was from the post office, but it says if you take the survey and when you finish the survey, they've got 4 or 5 things you can select from. I selected one of the items and it gave me a cost to pay for the shipping, and that cost was taken out of my bank account. You don't see it?
I see the $7.95. It just says for the tablet, but it's two different types. I don't think this is one that you like paid for the item shipping and handling. I think this is one of the ones like a sweepstake that you pay to enter, like the sweepstake.
Excuse me. I'm not a kid, and I read and comprehend well. It was nothing about me paying for any entry. It was from one of these surveys that you see. See, do you know why I'm checking this? Because I always check this, because there's a lot of foolishness going on around here these days. Yesterday, my bank sent me a fraud alert on the same card that I used to sign up for this. It didn't say where it came from. They had the amount of it, and they were asking me, did I okay it? Well, the amount was something like $56. I did not okay that. And like I said, they didn't tell me when they sent the fraud alert who sent it. Now, what I'm telling you is the same day that I did this, I called this number that I'm talking to you on, and they seem to have been aware of my selection and the cost of the shipping. But she said, well, call back on Monday for a tracking number. So it seems like what I'm hearing from you is that you've got no knowledge of what I'm talking about in terms of this being sent out. There's no such thing as those surveys that you're paying money to get over into something. No. When you take those surveys, it says they generally have 5 or 6 or 7 of them. Whichever one that you select that you want, they'll tell you all you have to do is pay for the shipping. I didn't sign up for $7.95 to get over into another program. That doesn't make any sense. Why would anybody be paying to get over into something else. When you're reading something that tells you if you take the survey, you can select from one of those five different items.
Yes, ma'am. So you may need to, it may have been in the terms and conditions. I know what the other lady told you, but I'm going based on what I see. There is no tracking information listed here. When you do those, usually the information about the tablet goes to your email. There's still no tracking information here. It usually only takes 2 days if you had won that product. And then in our system, it clicks.
Here's the thing. I never got anything in my email. Now, what you need to do, if you will, please, is get a supervisor on this phone or refund my $7.95. Or I'm calling the state's attorneys and Channel 7 News.
All right. It's been refunded.
I still want to talk to a supervisor because I'm going to call Channel 7 News about this phone number here. Because what you're doing is stealing from people.
Okay. It takes 3 to 5 business days for the refund. What I'm stating is the person you spoke with the first time did not tell you the right information. I don't know if she just did not know, but she did not tell you the right information, ma'am.
Well, what information was she supposed to have told me?
I'm looking right here in the system. It says, because it goes based off a code that says like ST next to it. For that one, it stated is for a sweepstakes. So you enter using that money for a sweepstakes.
No.
And if you win, it covers the shipping and handling.
Listen to me. It said nothing about a sweepstakes. Nothing.
Yes,
see,
I understand.
You're going off of the BS y'all use to steal the people's money. Now, in my case, if I wasn't tracking it like a bloodhound, you'd get away with my $7.95. And I don't mean you. I just know you work there. But what I am telling you, it said nothing about a sweepstakes. I repeat my statement. I am not a kid or a young lady.
I understand that, ma'am. I'm not trying to insult you. I'm just stating based off what's here.
I am asking you to get me a supervisor on the phone because it should not be you're telling me about a sweepstake and the lady that I spoke with in length the day that I did this didn't say anything about I'm paying $7. I've never even, and I do online buying all the time. I have never heard of any company, any of this advertisement that you pay a certain amount of money to get into a sweepstakes. Don't tell that BS to nobody else that do online shopping. If you're applying for something that's about a sweepstakes, it's just a matter of you put in whatever they asking you to do. Nobody charges anybody to get in a sweepstakes. That's crazy.
Well, that's not true, ma'am. Yeah, that's definitely not true.
You have no, I know they don't. With
no, they charge for any sweepstakes, even when you do them in the, like, at the gas station where you do, like, the little cars and things, they charge you. Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm transferring you over. Thank you for calling customer service and have a great day.
Thank you.